Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to the show. This is Spirituality 101, and I am so happy to once again have the privilege and the opportunity for us to join our energies and direct our focus to things that are spiritual, transforming, uplifting, and of course, moving us along as a timeline to mastery. Welcome. For those of you who are my regulars, today we have an interview with a master. Welcome. And for those of you who perhaps are listening to my voice for the very first time, I want to extend a very, very, very special welcome. I'd like to invite you to relax. Sit perhaps with a glass of water at your side and be prepared for an experience that will be pleasant, I hope, enjoyable, informative, fun, enlightening. And if you feel that you have questions, please feel free to give me a call on 1-866-472-5795 if you want to ask a live question of my guest. But welcome. Here at Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen. We welcome each and every individual. And the path that you may have chosen for your spiritual growth and development is entirely, entirely personal. We acknowledge and we recognize that. But we hope that we may be able to help you along your journey by offering you inspiration, guidance, support, tools of transformation, and of course, encouragement in these evolutionary times that require of us to grow, expand, and lift our vibrations ever higher. Today I'm excited. We have a guest. His name is Richard Moss. He's a well-respected visionary thinker, a physician turned healer, author of 6 books, and a transforming methodology called Deep Work. Mr. Moss has chosen to turn his life over to teaching people of all walks of life how to find their true spiritual identity and inner peace. From everything that I have read about him and about his work, it leads me to believe that what he's offering is an opportunity to have a truly, truly, deeply sacred experience when one enters into the realms of deep work. So please help me to welcome to the show Mr. Richard Moss. Are you there, Richard?
I certainly am. Thank you, Rev Norma.
You're welcome.
I love the quality of your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. This is very exciting. This is so exciting. I went up on your website. I read everything that I could read. I read excerpts from your book. Of course, I've got to stop now and read the entire book. But I was so impressed because what it is that you are doing in the world is absolutely necessary in these evolutionary times. Because as the earth has shifted and the vibration has speeded up, it is necessary for each and every one of us to do the work that is necessary in order to keep pace with the rising vibration. So, to begin with, I'd like to ask you to share with us and my listeners an aha moment from your life. When we're going through this spiritual experience, we all have moments that are revealing, life-transforming.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share one of those from your life with us, please?
Yeah, I can. You know, I was at first, when you wrote to me and said you would ask me this question, I was first going to speak about the experience that I've written about in my book, The Black Butterfly, of radical awakening, of kind of the Kundalini coming alive, and that this big spiritual download that utterly transformed my life, and a sense of oneness I experienced then, and a whole new level of consciousness that became available to me. But you know, before that happened, I had an experience I think was really essential and important. You know, I was a very sick baby. Maybe it's one of the reasons I later had so much compassion for illness and went into medicine in the first place. So in my body, I don't think that I had a strong sense of safety, a kind of cellular memory of safety. Because as a baby and as a young boy, I was quite ill. And so fear was always kind of lurking in the background of my life. And it made me competitive, and it made me, push myself athletically and academically in many ways. But it never cured fear. You know, the harder I climbed mountains, and the more difficult the rock climbing, and the more challenging the things I took on, each time I would feel like I'd overcome fear, but I never actually faced fear. And one day I had this profound, literally profound sense that I could see fear. I was standing on the deck of my home, and I was maybe 28 years old, and I could see fear. I could see it. I visualized it like a giant black cone coming from above, and it was enveloping us, enveloping the earth. And I suddenly realized that fear was a great God. And so quite spontaneously, I literally got down on my hands and knees, put my head on the ground, and I said, "Fear, you are a great God. You've taught us how to survive, and you constantly, constantly make us want to feel secure and to run away from any form of vulnerability or feeling unsafe, to try to make ourselves feel safe. You are a great God, and I don't think you can be defeated, but you are not my God."
Ah.
"You are not my God. I no longer want you to be the driving force in my subconscious mind, the driving force behind my achievements." And in that moment, I realized that love was a greater God.
Wow.
And the moment I realized that love was a greater God, I totally understood that love was not going to protect me from fear. Love was going to ask me to create a bigger and bigger and more creative space for every and any form of fear in my life. Fear of intimacy, fear of getting deeply close in relationship, fear of being out of control, fear of feeling powerless. And any doctor knows that you're in front of somebody who's got a terminal illness and you are powerless. And if you don't allow yourself to feel powerless, that person can't open their heart to you because they are in a place of surrender. They can't fight anymore. There's no way to fight for life. They have to let go into the dying process. And most doctors keep fighting or make believe there's a kind of hope that isn't real. So medicine had shown me that sometimes there was a real need for powerlessness, that it didn't come from fear, but that love was the God that I wanted to devote my life to. And it was maybe a year and a half after that experience that I had that radical awakening of consciousness. But I made the decision. Fear was not my God anymore.
Wow. Whew, that is deep. We can do a series of shows on that one.
Well, you know, fear is just chasing all of us. Everybody wants to be safe. The corporations want their stocks to go up. They want their investors to be happy. I mean, it's not inspiration. It's fear.
Mm.
It's you know, the more we try to be safe, the more we change the world in ways that ultimately are making us unsafe. So, you know, if love is going to be our God, then we have to learn how to make ourselves feel safe even when we feel profoundly vulnerable. Ooh. And that's been a big part of my work.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing that. And the way you shared it, it just opened some very powerful images in my mind. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm at a stage of life. I'm entering into elderhood. There's nothing that I love more than seeing a human being discover that they are healthy and whole in the depths of themselves, and to discover that they have power to change their lives, change the effect of their thinking on their emotions, and change their relationship to fear and empower themselves. And I love it. I truly love it when women claim their power and start to become a real force in teaching their men that spirituality and sex and love and the body are all one big truth.
Oh, dear God. Could you say that again, please?
Yes, the deep, deep wisdom of the feminine. Spirituality and the body and sexuality and love are all one thing. You know, men have broken it into all these little pieces and have been striving to have this great private illumination and samadhi and satori. And the women and the deep feminine now need to teach us. And the men that are listening, we have to be willing to let our women pierce us and penetrate us. And so this is what I love. And for me, at this stage of life, there's nothing more important to me than experiencing intimacy, which means learning to listen and learning to make myself open and being vulnerable. And as a disciple of love and a disciple of being a lover, I know I'm just a beginner.
Very, very deep food for thought. Very, very deep food for thought. So tell me about deep work. How did you stumble onto this methodology?
Deep work is what I asked myself one day, well, what do I do with people now? I've been teaching about consciousness for 35 years. What is it I'm doing with them? And it just was obvious. It's deep work. And what the methodology is basically we have to set our GPS, our spiritual GPS on something. I call that our consecration. There has to be a spiritual dedication, a fundamental spiritual root to everything we do, whether it's a business, a career, our family life, our parenting life. The GPS has got to be set on something. And for me, it is to be able to appreciate and experience the deepest capacity of intimacy with the wind, with the sensations, with the color, with my companion, with her thoughts, with with people and with mystery. I mean, there's so much that is beyond our knowing. So deep work then as a methodology asks the question, what is it that keeps us from really being fully alive?
I have to ask you to hold that question. Wonderful question. What is it that keeps us from being so deeply, deeply alive? Because we must take a break. Hold that question. We'll come right back. This is Spirituality 101. We will be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves, to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101. My guest today is Richard Moss, who is the author and of a methodology called Very Transforming Methodology, that is called Deep Work. And before we went to the break, Richard, you were making a phenomenal point. You asked the question, and now I'm going to ask you to answer the question for my listeners. And the question was, what is it that really keeps us from being fully realized, fully awake?
It's great. I'm laughing, Norman, because I didn't realize we were on a break, and I was answering the question to you before, thinking we were on the air. Okay, well, now we're on the air. There's two things, fundamentally. You know, as a doctor, you like the idea of understanding why people get sick. It's easier to make diagnosis than it is to treat them. My sense of the main problem is that we have minds, but we have only learned to teach ourselves to use the intellect. What we don't recognize is that we believe our own thoughts without question. So when we have a thought that he doesn't love me, we instantaneously become angry or sad, and we don't say to ourselves, hey, wait a minute, if I didn't have that thought right now, would I be angry or sad? And the answer is no. If you weren't telling yourself that, you wouldn't be angry or sad. So all day long, from about the age of 6 years old, human beings start to identify and believe their own thinking. They believe their judgments about themselves. They believe their which I call me stories. They believe their judgments about their mothers and fathers and teachers and house and situation and boyfriends and, you know, friends and neighbors and other religions and we believe those judgments, and they make us feel superior or whatever. They make us feel sometimes resentful or bitter or angry or jealous, but we believe them, and we don't say to ourselves, who would I be right now without that story? We don't ask the question. And we believe also our stories about the past. We forget that the part of the brain that creates a memory of the past is also a part of the brain that's constantly imagining. And so we reimagine the past over and over again. Let's say in a traumatic event, a fight between our parents when we were young, or when our mother left or our father left the family. And we look back 20, 30 years into the past, and we tell ourselves the same story we did when we were 13 years old, or so we think, that we're telling ourselves now at the age of 40, 50, or 60, and we get caught in the same exact psychology, the same emotions. So we relive the past, we identify with it, and we don't realize we're just reinventing it. We haven't learned to forgive. And we do the same thing with the future. So we believe our future fantasies, and some of them make us hopeful and eager, and some of them just make us miserable and scared. But if we could start right over in this present moment with this breath in our bodies, with the sensations and the perceptions, the sunlight or the colors or the sounds, and learn to start all over, we would start to feel more and more alive, more and more full. And the second thing, besides believing our thoughts, is that we're afraid of our feelings. Everybody wants to be blissful and feel ecstatic, but feeling is a continuum. And if you want to go high, you have to be able to go low. And some feelings are really abysmal and scary and threatening, and they're not necessarily created by our thinking, but they're part of having a body and being in a world where there's where many things are affecting us moment by moment, from the environment, from other people, from within our own bodies, from the things we eat, from toxicity in the air, and so forth. There's so many reasons. Maybe even sun solar flares. We don't know. But you cannot go higher than you can go low, and we're afraid of difficult feelings, and we've been running from our feelings and protecting ourselves and trying to be safe for so long, individually and collectively, and that's not how you get safe. You get safe by learning how to make a really creative space for fear. And so deep work is a methodology for dealing with making a big space for joy and bliss, but also making a big space for these abysmal and threatening feelings like aloneness and abandonment. And it's about learning how to stop being the victim of your own mind, the prisoner of your own thoughts. And sometimes I work with dreams because that helps us see what's going on in our psyche, what a deeper part of us is trying to tell us about ourselves. So it's whatever people need to put them on course back into a sense of aliveness and fullness.
Whoa, that sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. How long does it take the average client? How much time do you have to spend with the average client to working through deep work to kind of get them to this place of aliveness?
Well, sometimes I can do something just with a dream in an hour or two, or just with one problematic issue using the mandala of methodology that is in my book, Inside Out Healing, and also in my book, The Mandala of Being. And there's also a free e-course on my website where people can literally learn how to bring themselves back from the me, you, past and future stories and start over. So if it's a specific issue, let's say a financial issue about the future or preparation for a job interview where you're telling yourself stories that are really scaring you. Oh, if I don't get this job, my son's financial future will be ruined. People say things like that to themselves and just create terrible fear. I can help someone with that kind of an issue very quickly. But for most of my deep work retreats, they're 2 days or 3 days long. And then I do occasional long retreats that I call radical aliveness, which are actually 9 or 10 days long. So, as I say, it depends upon the specific thing a person wants to work on. Sometimes we can make a profound progress just in an hour or two. And sometimes it's really important to spend 2 or 3 days to really learn how to teach yourself to do this work.
Okay. It sounds absolutely exciting. And as you speak, I can almost feel the energy like a whirlwind.
Wow.
Like a whirlwind encircling me. It's that powerful. That's how powerful I receive what I'm hearing from you.
Well, you're very sensitive and also wise.
I don't know. I'm trying to be wise. I'm trying. What would you say? Would you say that you have stumbled upon your life's purpose in
yes.
the work that you do?
Yes, absolutely. Most suffering. When I was a doctor, I saw suffering caused by illness, and that's terrible. But the great majority of human suffering is caused by believing our thoughts and being afraid of our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so deep work yes.
is a methodology that would help people to break free from that.
Yes, if you have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, you know, there are medications that can help you, but the most important thing you can do is diet and exercise, lifestyle change, and that you have to do for yourself. And likewise, if you are not, if your relationship is not leading you to the richness of intimacy, then it's time to do some deep work. Or if you're not finding fulfillment in your career, then it's time to do deep work. Or if you have been very successful in your career and yet you still feel somehow life is not speaking to you, or you're not speaking to life or listening to life in a way that's filling you, then it's time to do deep work. And I travel the world. I just came back from Romania and England.
Wow.
on Tuesday, and I'll be off to Bogota, Colombia next weekend. And I'm, you know, doing my work here. And for me, this is my life calling. I know that one person only makes a very small difference. But what I believe people need to hear is that the healing of our planet and the healing of humankind and the security of life on Earth is in the hands of each and every one of us. And when we can stop polluting ourselves with the stories that make us filled with anger or bitterness or resentment or false hope or fear, then we will start to feel this fullness, this spiritual current that brings with it such a deep sense of aliveness. And when that's present in you, there's not too much else you really need.
What I'm hearing is that while we have become aware on one level that we need to do a better job in terms of polluting the earth with what we place in the earth, etc., I am hearing also that we need to become very, very aware that the healing of the earth and the security of the planet, as you have put it, begins with each and every one of us paying attention and being mindful to the pollution that we carry within ourselves and to do something about that. Is that what I'm hearing?
You're hearing it exactly. I'm working to help people stop polluting themselves, because once that stops, then the kingdom of heaven is right here and it wells up inside of you, and then you need so much less from the outside world. So, I mean, consumerism and mass materialism comes from an emptiness inside of people that they think they can fill from the outside.
From the outside. I want to ask you to hold that next thought, as we must stop and take a break, or my engineer here will be very, very upset with me. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101. We'll be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma and my guest, Richard Moss, who is sharing with us the absolute power and authenticity of this methodology that he has created called Deep Work. Richard, I want to say to you, if I can call you that.
Sure.
I want to say to you that as I listen to you, it feels almost as though we're talking about grace in action, are we?
Yeah, we are. You know, I mean, I see so many couples that started out in love, and, you know, over time they started becoming they didn't know how to deal with the shadow in their relationship, and they started projecting it on each other. Pretty soon they're telling each other stories about, you know, what's wrong with the relationship. But imagine two people that both look at each other and say, you know what, I'm in it. I want to learn to love you and be loved by you as profoundly as any human being has ever loved in their lives. Let's do the work together. Now, that's grace.
Say that again, please.
Sure.
I
tried to use an example of a couple, just a couple, because I meet so many women in particular who are living lives where they just feel like they can't come alive in their marriage. And they can't get their husband to listen or open up, and they're just starving for intimacy, starving for real connection. And imagine that you came home and said to your husband, I am starving for connection. And he just cried and said, you know, if you're starving, then my life is empty. I want to work with you. I want us to grow together. Now that's grace. That's grace, to find a partner that wants to live that with you. And for me, I travel the world and I show up in an audience. I don't know who's going to be there. And every person I look at is, to me, every person on the planet. And I know every person on the planet needs to do deep work. We need to wake up. But why does one person choose to do so? Sometimes it's because they're suffering. Their life is such a mess and they're suffering so badly, they finally ask for help. I also know that sometimes it's because, you know, you watch a film or you read a book and you start to cry and you realize these are tears of recognition. These are tears of my soul telling me that what really matters to me is love, or what really matters to me is caring for each other, or what really matters to me is honesty and vulnerability, or courage, the courage of the people, for example, in World War II that invaded the beaches of Normandy, and those young men, and thousands of other examples of courage. And it just, you just see, this is what really matters to me. And I want to make myself a human being so that by the time I die, people who know me think to themselves, how can I live so I can be more like that man or more like that woman? So that's grace. I think that's, it's almost like a miracle that someone suddenly says, you know, I've got a lovely house. I've got this. I've got that. But there is so much more to life. There is a level of aliveness, a level of intimacy, a sweetness, a current that just flows through us.
I like the words that you used to describe the state: an aliveness, a sweetness. It brings not just visual kind of the visual aspect of what you're talking about, but it's almost like I could feel it, I could taste it, as you say it.
We're meant to taste it, you know. And as I get older, and I don't listen to my head when it tells me something that makes my body suffer, then more and more there's just this transparent, open space, and life flows through, and there is a sweetness. There's a grace in that as well. We make an effort, and then there's grace that supports our effort.
What would it take for
our leaders to want to help us really have peace?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? And grace supports our efforts.
Yes.
And those efforts lead, I'm hearing, to inner peace.
Yes. Inner peace, or deep compassion, or forgiveness, a place inside of us where we feel with every other human being, and we know that we are a brother's keeper, you know. And if someone else is in chains, then we have to work to free ourselves from our own chains, and in doing that, help set them free.
I see that, going on your website, I see that your work is hailed by people like Deepak Chopra, Ram Dass, Larry Darcy, Anthony Robbins, people who, some of whom I've had the opportunity to meet, and to be exposed to some of what they're doing on the planet. That's powerful, pretty powerful recommendations.
Well, they're very lovely people, and I'm, you know, some of what I've written has been important to them. I've gotten to know Deepak a little bit, and I'm grateful for their generosity and appreciation of my work, as I am grateful for the people that they're touching and what they've committed their lives to.
So that it's a circle.
Yep.
It's almost like I'm feeling it as the circle of grace. And they are all these players.
Everybody is a player. Everybody's a player. Not everybody knows it yet, but everybody's
right.
A player.
Within the circle of grace, they are the players, and you and I and everyone else has a role in that circle. If you could reduce what you are saying to two lines, I know that is a big, 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 tall order, or as my granddaughter would say, that is hugeness, Grandma. If I could ask you to somehow reduce what it is that you are doing on the planet into one or two lines, what would those one or two lines be?
I'm helping us invent ourselves. I'm helping us invent ourselves as human, as beings capable of far greater trust and love, and as servants of the well-being of every other person here on the planet.
And servants, let me get that one right.
Being.
Servants of the well-being
of everything.
Finish that for me. Servants of the well-being.
Of every creature, and of every creature here, of every human being, of every child, of every animal, of our oceans and our air and our water.
Richard, that is deep. That moves me very deeply when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
We are servants of the well-being of every creature that lives here. It's kind of so interesting. One of the things that I try to teach people when we're doing particularly this thing about prayer, the power of prayer, and what I remind them of is go out and buy a plant. Go out and buy a small plant, and I want you to work on putting it in a bigger pot, what have you, and begin to take care of it. Because what I try to help people to understand, you really don't have the right to go before Almighty God or the universe or the Creator and demand what you need if you are not attempting to do the same for some plant or creature in the world. And so sometimes I find that forcing them to kind of pay attention that they are to a small plant, we are God.
Yes, and what you're teaching them is really important. Actually, it's very hard to have our own joy if we're not bringing some form of joy to another.
That's right.
We're not really individuals. The very first book I wrote out of my awakening and opening was, I called The I That Is We. I as in I am, the capital I.
Mm-hmm.
Because my realization, that awakening, was I'm not separate. I'm not separate. My fear is everyone's fear. My love is everyone's love. And the deeper I come into myself, the closer I come to God, the closer I come to everyone else.
That's correct. And this is why when you said that, you know, the well-being, our servants of the well-being of every creature, every plant, every spirit, every human being that walks the earth. And it puts a whole new meaning of grace to the word service. And I thank you. I thank you so much for giving us that image that we need to invent or reinvent ourselves and to really become capable of trust and love and to become servants.
We can do it if we want to. The moment we really want to, nothing can stop us.
Do you ever get overwhelmed at the amount of work there is to be done on the planet? Are you ever overwhelmed?
If I had a thought that would allow me to feel overwhelmed, I wouldn't believe that thought.
I wouldn't
do that to myself.
Mm-hmm. It comes back to the word. I'm writing these words that you're sending out because you are putting new meaning to them. Trust, grace, invention, servants, belief.
I can laugh, you know, Norma, I can laugh. I can say, you know, if the ocean is a symbol of the collective consciousness and the collective unconscious, and if the goal of every human being is to raise consciousness just a little bit, then my joke is that I'm asking people to join me in peeing in the ocean and warming it up. I hope it's not an offensive image. But you know, I mean, one person isn't going to make that big a difference, but one person who helps convert the heart of another toward a journey of becoming the fullest human being you can be, you know, it's a contagion. As a doctor, that's the kind of disease, that's the kind of contagion, that's the pandemic I would like to see happen in this world. And I know that I can only do what I can do, but I would never, I might get tired in a healthy kind of way at the end of a long piece of work, or, you know, going to the airports and carrying bags and things like that. But overwhelmed, I'd have to tell myself a story that I'm not doing enough or I need to do more, and I wouldn't ever tell myself those stories, because the second I'd have that thought, immediately I would feel guilt or anxious or stress. And I simply don't do that to myself anymore.
Well, you just answered a very, very personal question for me. Thank you very much. And unfortunately, we have to take another break. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back so that Richard could give us his contact information and how we can, perhaps if we are interested, learn more about deep work and the effects and perhaps testimonies of those who have experienced it. This is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and my guest today is Richard Moss, who is sharing with us this amazing and alive process that he has released into the world called Deep Work, that helps us to release, relax, let go, and come into aliveness and inner harmony, inner balance, and inner peace. Richard, please tell my listeners, how can we make contact with you? How can we keep up with your schedule? Where are you offering these amazing deep work services? How can we get to your website?
Thank you, Norma. Well, my
website is
www.richardmoss.com. And because of my companion's son's getting married, most of my focus this spring and early summer and through the summer is in Europe. But there'll be programs in Germany and in France during the summer, and it's all on my website. That's probably far away from most of our listeners. I will be in North Carolina for a deep work retreat in September. There'll be another deep work retreat on relationship in October, and a long deep work, what I call radical aliveness retreat in California in November.
Mean I have to wait until November?
Well, for the long one, otherwise September for a shorter group, it's a Thursday through Sunday gathering. I think if people are listening and they think, well, I want to do a little of this work, and they can find, there's a free e-course on my website. And that it's about learning to work with the mandala methodology, learning to deal with the stories we tell ourselves and the damage they do to us. And there are also some instructional and inspirational short videos on my YouTube channel. So I invite people to go to Richard Moss on YouTube, on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always posting, or my companion is posting from some of my writings on Facebook almost every day. And so please invite people to come to my Facebook page and like me there and take on that inspiration that we put out each almost every day, as I say. And that's the best way. And then the books, you can go to the website, you can download some of the e-courses, you can get the books, you can get some of the digital books. There's a blog, which is usually me in dialogue with people that are facing, you know, important issues in their lives and how I would go about addressing those kinds of issues. And that's the best way for people to get in touch with my work. And of course, what I would just simply urge people, and I know it's a grace, you know, don't be satisfied with where you are. You can have even more intimacy. You can make this world a better place, not just for you, but for others. And just let's keep working at it. Let's all of us dedicate ourselves to that. Let's consecrate ourselves to really making the world work for more and more of us. And we're at a time of giant consciousness change.
Give us those websites again. Your own website, www.richardmoss.com.
Right.
Your Facebook page.
Facebook, and which is just Richard Moss again, and my YouTube channel, which is Richard Moss. And, of course, the book, Inside Out Healing, my most recent book, literally takes people step by step through doing this work. And there are examples, specific examples of people I worked with, so you can read it and learn how the methodology works. And there's a chapter on dealing with really threatening feelings that I think, which almost the reason I wrote this book, it's because in my previous books, I had addressed other things, but I had never so clearly taken the time to suggest a creative and inventive and healthy way of dealing with threatening feelings. Instead of trying to make yourself safe or run from them or keep yourself busy or turn to drugs or addictive behavior, which is just a way of creating a closed loop so life can't enter, and of course you can't feel all of life, That book can be life-changing. And it took me a long time.
Inside Out Healing by Richard Moss. I encourage you to pick up the book. I encourage you to go to his website, www.richardmoss.com. Check him out on Facebook, Richard Moss on Facebook. Check him out on YouTube. I encourage you, my listeners, to do that because he has so much to say to the world about this amazing, amazing energy called grace. I have christened it grace. I want to thank you so very much for taking the time to share with us today. I want you to promise me that you will come back.
Okay, I promise.
I would like you to come back and do a piece on relationships, helping couples to become more alive and more intimate. I like the way you refer to intimacy, not just as between two people, but also about your intimacy with nature and with listening and with the wind. And that's a very, very powerfully expansive way of talking about intimacy. So I'd really love to invite you to come back to talk about intimacy as it relates to our whole being, but also as it relates to relationships. I want to send out blessings to you for the work that you do on the planet. I want to ask the Creator to expand your territory even more, because what you're doing is so, so in keeping with helping each and every one of us to become true servants
of the well-being. You are a generous and gracious soul.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard. And enjoy your trips. And I will be at that workshop.
Good.
In September.
I very much look forward to it.
Thank you so much. And thank you, my listeners, for spending this time with us. I am sure that you have learned as much as I have today. And I hope that you will follow through and visit the website, visit Facebook, get up on YouTube, so that we can all collectively make this shift. I feel like all that I have been saying on Spirituality 101 has been culminated today in this interview, because everything that I have been encouraging you to do has been to lead you into that rhythm that brings you to this place where you are seriously ready for deep work. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.